which says, "And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal." Say that 10 times real fast. "Clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and the Lamb. In the midst of the streets of it, and on either side of the river, there was a tree of life, which bore 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the trees were for the healing of the nation." This river symbolizes life from God and the blessings that flows from His song. Now, we're going somewhere, and I need you to pray for me this morning. I need you to really, really pray for me. For like I've said, this is the first time that I've been back in the pulpit for 7 weeks. And after surgery, those of you that had surgery, your mind don't function just like it needs to for a while. Amen. And somebody, I know what you're saying right now, man, you must have had a bunch of surgeries. But this river that flows, amen, it is from God and the blessings that flows from His throne. It is a gentle, safe, deep river, expounding as it flows. It gets wider and it gets deeper as it flows. Amen? Now, all rivers end up in a pool, whether it be a lake, a reservoir, the Gulf of Mexico, a sea, or an ocean. Like everything else on earth and in earth, water obeys the laws of gravity and tries to get to the center of the earth. Amen? How many of you know that Jerusalem is considered the center of the world? Did y'all know that? Well, I didn't either until I looked it up. Amen? But Jerusalem is considered the center of the world. Amen? And everything points towards Jerusalem. Gravity is pulling us that way. Amen? God, you've got to pray this morning. Jesus told the disciples to tarry at Jerusalem till you be endued with power from on high. Now, I said that every river ends up in a pool or a reservoir, because every river that you see is flowing, amen, and it's going to a pool, a reservoir, a river, or a lake somewhere, it's going to puddle up, amen? Now, I said every river ends up in a pool. Now, you pray for me. I haven't been a city boy all my life. I was raised in the country. And as a young boy, there was only really about 3 places that we got to go. And that was to school, and the church, and the cotton field, and I didn't like none of them. Amen? And there's one thing, I never learned how to swim till I got a little older. Now, you pray for me. Because in the mid-60s, we didn't have access to lifeguards, swimming pools, and swimming lessons. We didn't have these things. We didn't have a pond on our place. But we did have a little stream that flowed across our property. And me and my brother, we would go down to that stream and we would get in that water and we'd splash around and we'd get on our hands and knees and act like we were swimming. But we couldn't go nowhere because the water wasn't deep enough. Amen? And me and my brother, like I said, we would go down there and we'd splash around in this water and act like we was swimming and have a good time. You know how little old kids are, and we was just little old bitty things, and we'd go down behind the barn and get in that creek and we'd splash that water up and have a good time. And we even tried damming it up one time, but that didn't work out too good. Now, in the late 60s, we moved to Fort Payne. Oh, we uptown now. We moved out of the country and we moved into the city. The Clampets have come to town. Amen. But even then, it's not like it is today that most people's got a swimming pool in their backyard. Amen. Amen. But even then, and it's not like it is today, the only people that had a pool was those of the upper echelon. But they had a city pool. And some of you remember this. I pointed at Steve because he's older than me. But they had a city pool. And when we found out that they had a city pool, man, we could not wait to get to this city pool. Amen? And it was located right across from DeKalb Wholesale, right where the walking park's at. That's where it is. And we lived about 5 blocks away. And what we would do, me and my brother would mow yard or pick up Coke bottles to get enough money so we could go to the pool and buy us a snack. And some of you don't even know what I'm talking about when you say we mowed yard for money and we picked up Coke bottles. Because back in the day, this is what you did. You went down the street and looked in the ditches and you went over to the neighbor's house and you got their Coke bottles and you put them in a box and you carry them down to the market and you cashed them in and you got money. That's how we survived back then. That's how we got to go to the pool. Now you pray for me. We're going somewhere, I promise you. But when we would go to the pool would try to accommodate everybody because you had the shallow end. Does anybody remember the pool? You had the shallow end. It was about ankle deep, or you could go out a little bit further and it was about knee deep. Then you had this rope that crossed the pool. And if you went across that rope, amen, you was in a little bit deeper water. And it'd get up about your knees. And if you got a little bit further out, it'd get up about your waist. Amen? Then there was this other rope. And if you got past that rope, you better know how to swim. Amen? Because you was in the deep end. Amen? See, the water would get up to about your neck or about your waist. Then you would cross this other rope and you would be in the deep end and you better know how to swim, like I said. Then there was, on the right side, there was a low dive. Then on the left side, there was a low dive. But at the very deepest end of the pool was the ultimate experience. There was this high dive. Amen? And that's where I wanted to get one day. But I was born in the country, and I didn't have access to a pool. I didn't have access to swimming lessons or a lifeguard. And I didn't know how to swim. And when I would go to the city pool, that was my goal. I wanted to get to the ultimate place. One of these days, I'm going to go off that high dive. Amen. And I'd get in that water and I'd splash around. Amen. And I'd get down on my knees and I'd act like I was swimming. But then I got a little bit braver and I went out to that further rope out there. And I would get on that rope and I'd pull it and I'd act like I was swimming to the other side. Amen. And I'm going somewhere. Amen. Hallelujah. Where am I at? But you had all kinds of people that would come to this pool. They was rich, poor, black, white, yellow, red. Most all came for something. A refreshing, a relief from the heat. Amen? And then the summers back then, I think it got hotter than it does now. I don't know what it was back then. Amen? But them old hot summer days, and you couldn't wait to get to the pool. Amen? Because you could get some relief. But there was always this one group of people that would come to just use the furniture. Oh, my goodness. They would just come to use the furniture. They just come to lay in the sun. They didn't want to be bothered. They didn't want to get wet. They just wanted to come and use the furniture. And boy, they would get mad if you splashed them. Hey, man, they would get so tore up if you accidentally splashed them. What is it about little old kids, amen, when you're laying up there and you're trying to enjoy yourself and you just come to lay in the sun? Now, I don't know about your kids, but when my boys were going up, if they caught me and mom laying over by the pool and we was dry, amen, and we was just enjoying the sun, they was going to figure out some way to splash us, amen. As sad as it is, there's people that come into the church today, they just come to use the furniture. They don't want to be bothered. They don't want to get wet. They just come to lay in the sun. And they come into the house of God, and they just use the furniture, and they're laying there, and they say, bless me if you can. Come on now. You got to pray for me. Now, I hate to sit around people. You come into the house of God and God's been good to you all week and you're thinking, man, I can't wait to get to the house of God to enjoy the presence of God. And you come into the house of God and all of a sudden that Holy Ghost anointing starts moving like it was around here this morning. And you get a little bit excited and you start sloshing around in the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And you start enjoying yourself. But you got this neighbor sitting over there beside you and they look at you like you're plumb crazy. You've lost your mind. And watch it. I don't want none of that stuff to splash on for me. Amen. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? And I've said this a lot of times, Pastor Matt. I've said this. I'd like to bottle up the Holy Ghost if I could. Amen. And just put it in a bottle and I'd just go down and I'd just slosh it on people. And I'd see them sitting there. Amen. And I'd see them sitting there and they're dried up and they're just sitting there with that old frown on their face. I'd just dice some of that stuff on them. Amen. And make them mad. Hallelujah. And they sit there and look at me like, what is wrong with you? And I'm just doing my airplane and I'm just dancing around and I'm just having me a good time in the Holy Ghost. And they look at you like you're plumb crazy. Or these rich people that's always sitting beside you. And when that anointing gets on you and they begin to flow, they'll look at you and say, what about them braves? Yeah, man. Hey, you still got that truck for sale? Hey, man, if you come into the house of God and you just want to enjoy the presence of God and just slash around in that anointing, amen, and you've got trouble with people that are not enjoying sitting beside you because you're having a good time, get up and move. Or, if you're sitting there and you just come to enjoy the furniture, and I don't want you to misinterpret what I'm trying to say. We're glad you're here. We want you to come and enjoy the furniture. If you don't want to get your feet wet, if you don't want to get splashed on, just come and enjoy the S-O-N. Amen? And if my dancing bothers you, if my sloshing around in the anointing bothers you, please get up and move. Amen? Hallelujah. Then, you got this group of people, they just want to get their feet wet. Amen? They're not really sure about this moving of the water. They're not really sure about salvation, and they're not really sure about the gifts of God, and they're not really sure about people acting the way that some of us act around here. They're not really sure about that. And they just want to get their feet wet. And they said, well, just let me try a little bit and see how it is. Amen. And I just about fell down. And they just want to get their feet wet. Have you ever noticed a lot of times when you take your kids to the beach, amen, and they're experiencing the tide for the first time, and they just want to get their feet wet. And they'll run down to the tide, and then the tide will start rolling in. Then they'll turn around and run away. Then they'll turn around and run down to the tide. Then they'll turn around and run away. That's the way it is with a lot of Christian folk. They want to get their feet wet, but once God starts pursuing you, or once you start pursuing God, God will start pursuing you, and this is what happened. Amen? Hallelujah. Then you got these people. Then you got these people that get out a little deeper, and the water starts to get up around our loins. Amen. Now, I don't know how you act when you go to the beach for the first time, but we usually go either in the spring of the year or early summer. And it's the same old story. We've been doing it all our lives. And we go down to the water, Pastor Matt, and I start to get in the water. And that water's cold. Amen. Then you go out a little bit further and it gets up to your knees and, man, that water is still cold. Then you move out a little bit further. And if you can just get down into that water or where it gets up to your necks, you say, man, this ain't too bad after all. Amen. This really ain't too bad after all. Have you ever noticed when the situation is a little uncomfortable? Once the water gets up around the loins, you begin to adapt to the situation. Amen? You begin to adapt to the situation. When you get the water, you got out a little bit deeper. Amen. And you said, I like this stuff and I want to enjoy this, but I really don't know. But when I get out and the water gets up to my loins, I begin to get comfortable with the situation. Amen. You know the reason that I'm still comfortable with the situation? Because I've still got both feet on the ground. Amen. I'm still in control. Oh my goodness, we're going somewhere now. Amen. When you get out in that water and you get comfortable with the situation, you are out and you're splashing around and you're having a good time and you're thinking, I'm still in control because I got both my feet on the ground. Amen. We say, I'm out in the deep water and it's not bad because I'm still in control. But there comes a time when we got to say, God, if I want the ultimate experience, amen, if I want to experience everything that you have for me, I've got to get out on the other side of that rope. I've got to get out in deep water. Amen. Hallelujah. I've got to get out a little deeper and give God full control of my life. Amen. Then you've got these people that are just learning to swim. Lord, I want to trust you, and I'm trying to trust you. Amen. But I just can't seem to let go of the rope. Now, I know what I'm talking about. I remember it like it was yesterday, being at the city pool, little old boy just trying to learn how to swim. Amen. And I get out there in that water, and some of my buddies, they knew how to swim. And they was over there, and they was going off the board, and they was going off the high dive, and they was having this good time. And I said, man, I need to get there. I want to experience this. And I'd get on that rope, and I'd pull myself, and I'd let go, and I'd swim a few feet, and I'd grab that rope. Amen? Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Sometimes when we get out in deeper water, amen, and we get scared, and we get afraid, oh, we want that assurance there that we can grab a hold of that rope. Amen? I'm here to tell you this morning, if you'll just launch out into the deep, God will not let you go under. I promise you, God will not let go of your hand. Amen? Because sometimes I would get scared and I would get afraid. Then you've got these people. We got all kind of people. They just go off the deep end. They just go off the deep end. Now, what did we say that going off the deep end is? Their minds have stopped working in a normal way. Their behavior has become strange as a result. And I'm sure there might be some people sitting here this morning that you don't understand a lot of things. If you come into the house of God this morning and you're sitting there and you're looking around and Brother Bobby gets up, amen, and he goes through what he went through, amen, hallelujah, and I'm sitting over all the time saying, I need to get over there, amen, and he's doing it. Then Brother Matt, he jumps up and he runs across the floor. You might think that is absolutely crazy. You may think they have went a plumb out of their mind. Amen. But you know what? They have went off the deep end. They said, I don't care. I'm believing God. I'm trusting God. I want everything that God has for me. And I'm going off at the deep end. I want to experience everything that God has for me. Amen. Now, we don't think like everybody else. Come on now. The Bible said that come ye out from among them and be a separate people. Amen. When you get saved, you can't keep living the way that you've always lived. Amen. If you do, I'd check up on what I really got. Amen. Because when God takes up His abode on the inside of you, you don't start thinking like everybody else. You don't act like everybody else. Amen. Now, you don't have to act like I act. Amen. But I like how I act. Because I like to experience everything God has for me. Because you know what? All it took was one time me going off that high dive and I realized, boy, I like this. Amen. This is what I've been shooting for. This ultimate experience of getting in that pool. Amen. Hallelujah. You've got these people that don't like everybody else. Amen? When they enter those gates, it's a city pool. Amen? And I knew this guy. He come in the gates. You know him. If I called a name. Man, I always wanted to be like him. God, he's such a great diver. He's such a great swimmer. He could dive 3 feet from the bank, amen, and just drowned everybody that was laying up there using the furniture. He would just drown them, amen. And when I'd see him come in the gates, he didn't get in the baby pool. He wasn't interested in that water up to his loins. He had one thing on his mind, and that was going to the high dive. Amen? And I think the only reason that he wanted to go up there was to be the first one to get to splash those people just laying there in the sun. Amen? Is this making any sense at all? Amen? So they're not interested in those things. They want to go to the ultimate experience. See, once you've learned how to swim or you have learned to trust God, the water don't get too deep for you. Amen? Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Once I learned how to swim, it didn't matter, Matt, if the water was 10 feet deep or it was 100 feet too deep. I'm jumping in because I know how to swim. I've experienced that. And it don't matter how deep the water gets. I'm going in. We got some people in the household of faith this morning. That's the way that you are. Amen. I don't care. I'm going in. I'm jumping in. That's deep water. You know what deep water is a lot of time? A deep water is sometimes we bring a lady up here in a wheelchair and say, we believe God can get her out of that wheelchair. Amen. They don't care. They're just getting up. They're coming up here and they're helping us pray because they've gone off the deep end. They don't think like normal people. They don't act like normal people. They're coming up here and they're going off the deep end. I asked this question one time. I asked the question, have you ever raised anybody from the dead? Of course, everybody looks at you like you're half crazy. But when you go off the deep end, you believe everything that's in God's Word. You believe that anything is possible with God. You believe that God can do all things. Amen? Hallelujah. I've got to hurry. I wish to God that somebody this morning would just go off the deep end. Amen? They would just jump in and they say, God, I want everything that you have for me. Lord, I'm trusting in you. I'm believing in you. And I want to experience everything that you have for me. Jesus said in John 7:38. Now we're shifting gears here, so you hold on. In John 7:38, he said, he that believeth on me, he said, Scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. Amen? Hallelujah. Did you know? And when you get saved and you get born again, the Holy Spirit moves on the inside of you. And he said, he that believeth on me, as the Scripture said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Amen. This spake he of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 2:7-10 says this. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. But God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Have you ever just been going along about your daily routine? You're just maybe driving down the road and all of a sudden, amen, something rises up on the inside of you and God reveals unto you a divine revelation. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? You ain't been thinking about it. You ain't been studying about it. But all of a sudden, there's this river starts flowing from within and it reveals unto you a divine revelation. Had this happened to me Friday, I was coming up from Rainsville and I'm going down the road. Amen. And this is what happens when God does this. When He moves upon you and reveals to you a divine revelation. I don't know what it is, but every time He does me that way, Steve, my hands go up, my mouth flies open, and there's something starts to roll out of my mouth, amen, that I don't understand. It's that heavenly language that begins to move out of my mouth. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody might say, now I'm sure Friday when I was coming out of Rainsville, amen, and I'm just going along in my truck, and I'm just sitting there meditating, and all of a sudden, amen, I just go off the deep end. I just went off the deep end. And my hands fly up. My mouth flies open. And I'm sure if somebody was driving by, they'd look over and say, what's wrong with him? Amen. What is wrong with him? I tell you what's wrong with him. There ain't nothing wrong with him. He just went off the deep end. Amen. Hallelujah. There ain't nothing wrong with them that just go off the deep end. Now, in John chapter 5, and I'm trying to hurry. Got a 3-day message, and I'm trying to wrap it up. The Bible said, now there is at Jerusalem a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda. Let me see if I can do this. And he said, there is now a pool at Jerusalem in the Hebrew tongue, which is called Bethesda, and there's 5 porches. And in these 5 porches lay a multitude of impotent folk waiting for the moving of the water. For at a certain season, an angel of the Lord came down and troubled the water, and whosoever was first into the troubled water was made whole of whatsoever disease they had. And the Bible said there has a man laying there, had been there for 38 years, amen. And Jesus coming to him and said, wilt thou be made whole? And he said, I'd love to, but when the water is troubled, I don't have nobody to get me into the water. Well, if when I start down, another steps before me. Amen? I got close on that. He said, there's a pool at Bethesda. Now, Bethesda means house of mercy. And of course, we know that grace, the number 5, represents grace. So there's nothing that you get from God that you don't get through His mercy and His grace. You don't deserve it. Amen? You can't work for it. You can't earn it. You don't deserve it. It's through God's mercy and through God's grace. Amen? And around this pool of Jerusalem, all kinds of people were there with all kinds of needs. We got any needy people in the house this morning? We got 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We got needy people all over the house. But at this pool of Bethesda, there was all kind of impotent folk, blind, halt, and withered. And they were waiting for one thing. They were waiting for the moving of the water. For they knew when that water was troubled, if they could be the first one into the water, they would be healed of whatever disease they had. Now, I'm not going into a whole bunch of theological stuff about this. I'm just giving it to you simple. Amen. When I went to the pool when I was a kid, amen, and at 3 o'clock, they would have this break, and you took a 15-minute break, I believe, so the lifeguards could go in and get them a snack. And at the end of that 15 minutes, they would come out, and they would blow that whistle. And that means it's time you can get back into the pool. And it was unbelievable what would take place about 14 minutes after 3, because that pool would just be lined up with people all the way around it, waiting for her to blow that whistle so they could get back into the water. I'm just wondering this morning, if there was a pool here, amen, and you knew without a shadow of a doubt, amen, if you was the first one down here this morning, amen, if you was the very first one into that water, you would be healed of whatsoever disease was bothering you. Amen? There would be a stampede down here this morning. I wouldn't have to beg you. I wouldn't have to plead with you. I wouldn't have to say, y'all play another verse. Amen? You would stampede this place this morning because you knew with a shadow of doubt you was going to be healed. Can I tell you this morning, there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's vein. There is a pool. There is a river flowing from the throne of God. Amen. And Jesus is His name. Hallelujah. But there was a man there that had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus said, wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man said, I'd love to, but when I'm trying to get into the water, another steps down before me. Can I tell you that the water is being troubled? Can I go a little further than that and tell you that the water has been troubled ever since Jesus got up that morning, opened up the Scriptures, and He said, God has anointed me to preach the gospel. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, the recovery of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. So ever since that morning, when Jesus stood up and said that, He said, the water is troubled. All you got to do is go off the deep end. Just dive in and get all you want. Amen? Hallelujah. The impotent man said, but while I am coming, another step down before me. Matthew 19 and 30 says this, but many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first. And can I tell you this morning that the ground is level at Calvary? There's no big eyes. There's no little use. You can't earn it. You don't deserve it. All you got to do is jump in. Amen? Now, I want to close with this. Brian, if you'll make your way to the piano. I want to close with this thought. Just suppose that there was a pool here this morning. And I've done told you. The water is troubled. And it's available. All you got to do is jump in. You don't deserve it. You can't earn it. You just got to believe it. Come on now. Did you know that God can do anything He wants to do? I went and prayed with a man Friday. Boy, my knee's hurting. I got troubles. I got pain. But I got to his house and I knew he was sick. And I went and started praying with him. And I said, Jerry, I still believe God heals people. Big old tears rolling down his face. Got leukemia. Been to the doctor, got a bad report. That ain't nothing to God. And I said, Jerry, and I was praying, and I got through praying, and I said, Jerry, I asked two people to pray for you besides myself. Not that I don't got confidence, I got confidence in everybody. But this is just the way that God showed it to me. He said, I want you to go to these two people. I don't want you to tell them to pray for Jerry. And I still believe, Matt, that God's going to heal him. And I said, Jerry, I choose to believe that God is going to heal you. And we're going to accept whatever avenue He has to do it. I said, you may have to go through all them treatments. You may have to take them all. I said, but you know what? God could come in here tonight. Heal you just like that. But we're accepting whatever avenue God chooses to go down. Saying all that to say this. In the natural, when a river is flowing, and it's flowing into a pool or a stream or a reservoir somewhere. And you know what ends up in that pool? Everything that's been washed from upstream. You'll find logs. You'll find limbs. You'll find trash. You'll find debris. You'll find all of that stuff that has washed downstream. But Ezekiel said, I saw a river flowing from the throne. You know what's in that pool? Everything that has been washed down from upstream. There's salvation in that pool. There's joy. There's peace. There's happiness. And there is prosperity. And it's all in the pool this morning. Because it has washed down from the throne of God. Amen? Let's stand on our feet all over the house this morning. The water is troubled, and you ain't even got to be first. Woo! You ain't even got to be first. You just got to get in. I don't know what your issue is this morning. If you need salvation, I just go ahead and go off the deep end. You know what they said about me when I got saved? Why, he's crazy. 2 weeks, he's going to be back out here doing dope. Going to be going to the clubs, going to all these places. He's crazy. I went off the deep end. You may be here this morning. You might have got a bad report from the doctor. There's something flowing from the throne, and it's in this pool. It's healing. Maybe you just need some peace. Maybe you need some joy in your life. Maybe you need a financial breakthrough. Now, I'm talking about people that are really in need this morning. Amen? And it's all flowing from the throne. And it's puddled up right here. And you know, I am crazy. Just ask my wife. I don't think like normal people think. Or should I say the world thinks. I don't think like the world thinks. I don't act like the world acts. And Dylan, this is what I thought. I seen this. I thought, what if we left that baptistry on and that thing filled up with water and it run over that glass wall there? You know what it would do? It would flow right down through here. It would flow off these steps, and it would puddle right there because of the incline of that floor, because of gravity, and it would puddle right here in front of this altar. I'm here to tell you that God has sent a word this morning for somebody. Amen. And whatever you need, God has got it. Hey, I ain't even got to open up the altar. They're coming. We've got people. We've got needy people all over the house. And all you got to do is just get in the pool. For the water is already troubled. You can be first. You can be last. You can be anywhere in between. And God is able to meet your need. So as they sing, if you got a need this morning, I wouldn't go out them doors. I wouldn't just come this morning and use the furnace here. Amen. I jump in. I would jump into the water and I would begin to experience the power of the Holy Ghost and what He can do in your life. Amen. This ain't something I heard about. This ain't something that somebody told me about. This is something I've experienced. I've got a bad, bad, bad report from the doctor one time. Do you know what? I got this old book out. And I started believing everything that God had wrote in this. Well, you really don't believe that, do you? How can you believe in a God that you can't even see? How can you believe in a God that you can't touch? Because I've gone off the deep end. I don't think like other people think. I don't act like other people act. So at this time, as they sing,
there is a river.
Oh, hallelujah.
The streams where
come on now.
Made glad.